Oh, there is, Reba. There is.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell.
Yeah.
Here's the good news.
Huey Lewis, by the way, also in that music video. Huey Lewis is everywhere, but not here. It's not necessarily the news. Where we now join our progress already in program.
Not necessarily the news.
We welcome our Hank Facebook Livers. They're online. Let's find out.
Start right out. Yeah. Hey, what happened?
Last night, it was the Emmy Awards. They took place. It's the one night every year when Hollywood kind of honors television with the worst television show imaginable both put together.
It is an honor.
Yeah, yeah. It was host, say your name however you like, comedian Nate Bergazzi, some people say.
Bergazzi.
Biggest winners overall were a bunch of shows that nobody watches. The Studio and The Pit. So congratulations to them. But he had made a side bet as the host, saying he'd donate about $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club, but take away $1,000 for every second that the winners would go over in their acceptance speeches.
Oh.
They went long on the whole show. Yeah. It did not succeed in shortening anything, though.
Okay.
And the kids were the ones that suffered. It was actually, too, musically, you had for the, you know, they do the In Memoriam. Mm-hmm. Vince Gill busted out with Lainey Wilson, Go Rest High on That Mountain, which is like, wow.
Whoa.
You're going to go strong.
Uh-huh.
And then Reba. Reba and Little Big Town performed the theme of
Travel
Golden Girls, which is the way it feels it always should have been.
You're a pal and a confidant.
Show's 40th anniversary. That is the Emmys. You're welcome for your coverage.
So it was a big weekend in sports, so you know I'm here with all the details.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift sneaking into the Chiefs game behind a screen, along with her mom, Andrea. So everyone's wondering, why did this happen? No one knows.
Okay.
Probably just to walk into the stadium. But one thing we do know, Travis and Taylor are getting married. Did you hear what he had to say about the entire thing when he got down on one knee?
That they're 0-2 as the Kansas City Chiefs this year?
No. But he is an emotional guy. Mm. So he may have shed some tears. Meanwhile, hopefully she can help him improve his fashion game. He wore a short suit.
Yeah.
You know, where it's like a business on the tie and party on the bottom into Arrowhead Stadium. Folks comparing his look to someone playing at 3:25 p.m. and reporting back to boarding school at 7.
There you go.
They're getting married!
Oh, my God. They're so in love.
We'll get the, fiance on later on at 7:47.
I've got a lot of questions.
Yeah. In fact, when he calls us tomorrow, he's either going to be en route or already there. As King Charles and the whole thing, they're rolling out and deploying tiara diplomacy. As Windsor Castle and Buckingham Palace welcome President Trump and Melania. So they will be over there in the UK starting tomorrow for like 3 days over there. And I'm sure they will talk about things, but I don't know. We may, the time change, I'm not sure if he's already going to be over there when he calls us, but tomorrow it could be. Can we call international?
Mega.
I'm not sure.
No,
they
don't know what
they're doing.
No, we don't.
That?
Let's have him call us.
All right.
Just page him.
That's not going to happen.
Hit the pager.
Mega.
All right.
We've got something old, something new, borrowed, blue, and fancy. After 5 years of togetherness, Reba McEntire and Rex Lynn are getting married.
Very cool.
Now, they made the announcement at the Emmy Awards last night. They met way back on the set of The Gambler Returns, The Luck of the Draw, back in the 1990s. But he reached out to her when her mom got sick in 2020, which really meant a lot. They have a lot in common, namely the cowboy way of life.
Yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations to Reba. And that was one of those things. See, he waited 5 years.
Mm-hmm. We're getting married!
He waited 5 years. And they worked together, too. So there you go. Go get him, Reba. Weird thing in the, I don't know what genre you call it, Americana? I don't know. Zach Bryan, he's kind of his own thing. He got into it up there in an Oklahoma music fest over the weekend with other country music singer Gavin Adcock. Gavin was going to go on stage. This is Born and Raised Fest up there in Oklahoma. And I guess they've got this feud. And there's a big chain link barbed wire fence between them.
Oh.
And Gavin's about to go on stage. But Zach Bryan sees him on the other side.
Uh-oh.
And he starts climbing over the barbed wire to get to the guys. By the time he got to the ground and on the other side, there were plenty of people to make sure nothing really happened and stuff like that. But there you go. That might
be. What happened? What's the feud? I've got questions for that.
Could be over the new Cracker Barrel remodeling. Mm-hmm. That's really affected a lot of people lately. Mm-hmm.
It's like Japanese fighting fish when you put a
mirror. Were talking about it in church yesterday, even. Hashtag Herschel.
You know,
yeah.
It's very important for a man to smell good in this modern day and age. And there's a lot of ways to do it. I mean, you can go the cologne route. You can just go fresh soap.
Sure.
Or you can buy yourself some brand new pumpkin spice dude wipes.
There you go.
They're now for sale on Amazon. Mm. When nature's calling and leaves are falling.
Hello.
Keep your butt cozy with a mix of clove, nutmeg, and other fall scents.
Oh, they didn't rhyme it at the end.
I know.
Come on.
It's a really lack of commitment.
In the end.
They are they're wipes for a more gentle, more refreshing feeling.
Yeah.
Than other products. And they should be because they are $22.
Yeah. And they're unflushable. You can't flush flushable wipes. That's what everybody tells you.
I always thought the dude wipes were just like
I don't know.
For a quick cleanup, like a baby wipe. But not, you know.
I do know one thing. Mm. It is better to be a demon hunter and or slayer right now than a dude or a bro. Number one at the box office over the weekend, Demon Slayer Infinity Castle. That is a shortened version of its actual title. Box office, 70 million. Anime, number one.
Number one!
So this isn't like the one we see on Netflix. It's different?
No, but K-pop Demon Hunters has the number one soundtrack.
Number one!
Oh.
Well, it's the number one, period, their soundtrack on Billboard. Also, movie-wise, over the weekend announced, the Super Mario Galaxy movie that will be the Chris Pratt sequel. That's coming out April of next year. Terrence Crawford defeated, speaking of Netflix, Canelo Alvarez Saturday night by unanimous decision. I had neighbors that were watching this in their backyard.
Oh, no.
The main event. Crawford Alvarez didn't start until about midnight. You know how I know that? Because I heard it.
Oh.
But it was a good fight that, as far as I could listen.
Oh, dear. Then my daughter woke up on Sunday morning. She was like, there was just some big stuff going on.
Big stuff.
Maybe that was it.
All the big stuff. Oh, that or Demon Slayers. I mean, mm-hmm. Are we kidding? And then finally, legendary band The Who announced their final show of their The Who. North American Who? 2.
What's that?
The Who.
What's that you say?
Can you speak Texas, up? It's KB and Heather Lee.